CDC numbers reveal nearly 1 in 500 Americans dead from Chinese coronavirus. By Nick Gilbertson on September 16, 2021. National data reveals nearly 1 in every 500 Americans has died from the Chinese coronavirus, accounting for roughly 0.2% of the population. The newest Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, figures reveal some 660,380 Americans have died from the Chinese coronavirus. While the number of cases has reached 41,262,574 individuals. Additionally, per the United States Census Bureau, the United States population extended to 332,582,420 American citizens as of August 2. Based on the death toll in conjunction with the total population of America, nearly 1 in every 504 Americans perished as a result of the virus. Percentage-wise, 0.19% of all Americans have died. The number of total confirmed cases of the virus has reached 41,262,574, while last week saw 979,281 new cases. In the past 7 days, 8,842 Americans died. Johns Hopkins University has reported 179.3 million Americans have been vaccinated, accounting for 55% of the total population as of September 14. The data also outlined the states that made the most vaccine progress on September 14, which showed New Jersey, Texas, Washington, Tennessee, and Florida provided the most shots for citizens. Last week it came to light Dr. Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, according to documents obtained by The Intercept. The Wuhan lab is responsible for creating coronaviruses that are novel with the ability to infect humans, including one strain that was previously undisclosed and SARS-related. The SARS-related coronavirus was found to be more pathologic to humans than the viruses from which it was developed. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, ripped Fauci in a tweet that read, "Surprise, surprise, Fauci lied again. And I was right about his agency funding novel coronavirus research at Wuhan." Senator Paul followed up with another tweet, stating, "I have already asked the DOJ to review Fauci's testimony for lying to Congress. This report should make it abundantly clear that he needs to be held accountable." The report came out just days before the president's controversial sweeping vaccine mandate for businesses with over 100 employees. Throughout the country, the Biden administration has witnessed a significant amount of pushback from the public over the mandate. Some have even made clear that they are willing to file lawsuits against the federal government as well as state governments that have begun to require vaccines, including several officers in the Los Angeles Police Department who filed a federal suit against Los Angeles's vaccine mandate for city workers.